Castle Cormor Mines. My name is Seamus Welsh from Castle Cormor, formerly of the old road in Mullinroe. You could say the heart of the coal mining area of Leinster. All my family worked in the mines. My father worked there all his life, as well as my brothers, PJ and Liam, and two of our brothers-in-law, Danny Schuller and John Delaney. This is a true story about a mining family trying to survive in Mullinroe nearly 40 years ago. Why is there a yearning to go back to what is long gone? Is it because part of you, your family, your friends, men you worked with, laughed and cried with, are permanently fossils in the seam of your memory? A seam that is ancient and gone forever, as that which was plunged from the depths of the Deer Park mine. An old fisherman looks out to the great Mother Ocean, not able anymore to cast his net. Yet those eyes know he has been in touch with life and death. So the miner looks under the great devil earth. He too has been in touch and is unable to forget. So I journey out those few miles from Castle Cormor along the Clock Road to the grave of the Deer Park mine. Not a sinner or a soul in sight. But there is a touching here, a slow unfolding and gathering as the bones of the dead are fleshed with remembering. I sit down on a block of stone and recall all those great men and boys who walked to those back doors. I hear them talking and laughing, and I see the miners stitching their clothes, and smell the strong aroma of Chivitex, the new revolution in pit clothes mending. I hear the voices of miners singing, and I hear the crying of mothers, wives and girlfriends, when loved ones fail to come home. I see my father sitting on a stool, getting ready to go down in the mine, his big brown eyes filled with care, hoping another day or night would pass without any accident, for he carried a lot of responsibility on his shoulders. I hear Big Paddy Power and Jack Brennan guarding each other about how big or small they were, and not from head to toe. I hear the loud call of the buzzer as he called them into work. The buzzer or hoot would blow in the morning, lunchtime and in the evening. The buzzer also sounded when there was a bad accident or death in the mine. If it was a death, the buzzer would blow for 15 minutes at a time. When mining families would hear the buzzer blowing, that length of time, the panic and fright would set in. The rattle of the donkeys and ponies as they make their way up the yard, accompanied by those great carmen, to draw their coal to Kenya and neighbouring counties. I hear the noise of the machinery on the landing, the breaker, the washer and the screens, all keeping time as they grade the coal for the market. I rise and walk around the park yard now, knowing that beneath my feet lie the trap echoes of another time. A feeling of loneliness filters through me, for a lot of the men I work with are now dead and gone. Yet their eyes smile out at me through their noble blackened faces. I'm up at the mouth of the tunnel now. I see the wall built up by my father all those years ago. It's very silent up here, but listening carefully, I can hear the noise of the pit below singing back to me. The screeching of the wheels crying...